Reach all powered by the Tennessee Lottery.
You okay over there?
Yeah. Matt Duchesne joins us. Big win last night. We're going to give away some Preds tickets, though, right, Dawn, after we talk to Matt?
Yes. February 16th is Hockey Day in America. So we're going to give you some tickets to go enjoy Smashville today, Thursday, and Friday right here on the show. And we will do that at the end of this segment with Matt Duchesne. Matt Duchesne brought to you by Two Rivers Ford. Go check them out in Mount Juliet. Salespeople don't work on commission. They are just there to help you, and they are awesome. I'm also a part of the Two Rivers Ford family. They make this possible every week with Matt Duchesne.
Matt, take us through the scoring play in overtime last night, because I'm watching it in real time, and you poked the puck away, and I thought, boy, what if that thing winds up in the net? And son of a gun, like 2.5 seconds later, it was right there.
We had a really good look. We were able to first I'll say that overtime, and when it's in 3-on-3, teams are learning how to how to play it better and kind of have some tactics. When it first started, it was like just a free-for-all, and it was just run and gun both ways. And you're starting to see a few more shootouts now, I think, again, because teams are learning how to play D in it and manage it well. So the guys that were out there for us managed it well, and we were able to hold the puck, and we kind of kept them out tired, and had a really good look right when the three of us got on the ice. And then as they were skating the puck up, you could tell they were tired, and they were just trying to like basically hold on to the puck. They didn't have any energy to try and go down the other way. And I was fresh, and I was just able to read that Morrissey was going to drop it back to Scheifele and just intercept it. And Scheifele actually played it really well. I was really close to having a breakaway. I just tried to hold on to it. And then Ekki got open and made a great pass to Granny. And the rest was history. So it was nice to I think it's only our second overtime win this year. So it was huge to get that to win that game. And obviously with the team that we're fighting with. And it's unfortunate we give them a point there in regulation. But it's nice to leapfrog 2 points in the standings. And we got a bit of help from some other teams last night.
Yeah.
So we got 3 more big ones on this road trip.
Is Granny the best nickname in the locker room?
Granny?
Yeah. I mean, if you weren't Dutchie and you were something else, that might be. But Granny's pretty strong.
Yeah, Granny's pretty funny, I guess. You don't really think of it as, like, Granny, you think of it just as his name, right? Granlin. So it's usually how it comes about. Yeah, I can't really think of probably a better one than that.
Hey, Granny has been playing grandly with the new coach since he's taken over. He's been on quite a run since then.
Yeah, 5 goals in 11 games after 7 and 51, I think.
Yeah, he's playing really well. And he's been around it all year, and he and I have played together a ton, and we have really good chemistry, and the scoring chances have been there big time for our line. And it's been, we've had some tough luck, we've had some crazy things, almost to the point where we just half laugh at it. And I gave him a big hug after he scored last night. And, that's the second game in that building that our line has really had a lot of action, a lot of good looks, and it was really nice to break through when it counted most.
From a fan standpoint, it is fun watching this overtime style. And you're right. When this rule first came into play, it just looked like everybody was trying to shoot as quickly as they could. And now possession of the puck is so much more important. So when there's not like a flow toward the net, teams are starting to back off and just start over.
Yeah, for sure. You got to pick your spots, because the second that, you shoot and it hits something and it's going back the other way, I mean, it could be a 3-on-1 or a 2-on-1 back the other way. And so it's exciting. It's stressful as hell at the same time, because you want to wait. You want to wait for your – you either feel like, okay, if things work out, you're like, okay, great, we took the chance. But then when you lose, you're almost like, geez, I wish I took a couple more chance. I wish I tried to create a little bit more during that OT. And it's kind of funny how it kind of goes either way, right? You're either left really it's an empty, empty feeling when you lose in OT, and it's an unbelievable feeling when you win. So, it's like that, and I know in all sports, but especially hockey when it's sudden death. I think we're the only sport that has that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Matt Duchene, our guest. What's interesting to me about when you take, you know, additional players off the ice, it opens things up so much.
Yeah.
That has to be such an odd feeling to have that much ice space, you know, among such a small number of players. But I would imagine it would be like when you were a kid and, you know, maybe you, because you were in Canada, there were ponds and opportunities to play pickup hockey with your buddies. It seems like it would almost feel like that because it's not a full squad. You got guys, you got all this space. It seems like it would be maybe a throwback to when you were a kid and it's just a bunch of guys out there playing.
Yeah, for sure. I think you know, back home, you develop your game by playing small numbers, and you have the puck a ton, and you have a little bit of room. And but then with that, obviously, it's sometimes could be harder to create because you've got to beat somebody, right? It's more of a man on man type game. But yeah, I think it kind of goes back to the kind of the true form of, you know, how hockey began back, you know, up in Canada and you know, on the lake and on the frozen lakes and ponds. And I grew up doing that. And I still do it, you know. Usually this has been the first year in the last probably three that I haven't gotten back home during the winter, whether it be on bye week or at Christmas. And usually I have on Boxing Day on the 26th of December, we usually have a pond hockey tournament with all my buddies. We split into like three teams of three and you know, play a little round robin and then play a semifinals and then a final. So it's a lot of fun. It's something that I look forward to. Fortunately, wasn't able to do it this year. I stayed in Nashville, which was awesome for Christmas, but the weather wasn't great back home anyway. It was a little bit mild, so I don't even know if there would have been enough ice this year at Christmas. So yeah, we'll see you next year, hopefully.
We talked with you last week, and I mentioned that you've got six out of the next seven on the road and that this was a pretty critical stretch to try to get something going toward the playoffs. And you said, well, you know, if you put together this string and then this string and kind of the one game at a time deal, but you have won three out of four, and now you've got Calgary tomorrow. What problems, concerns do you have about that group?
Yeah, they're in a similar situation. They know what's at stake. I think they probably haven't scored as much this year as they would have liked to this point. Last year, they scored a ton of goals and had a huge year. And this year, it's kind of, you know, gone the other way. And that just happens in this league. It's very rare where teams consistently top, especially in the West. The East is a little different, but in the West, it's so competitive. And you have one bad stretch of games, it puts you behind the eight ball. That's what happened with us. We're leading the division. We have one bad stretch, and then we've been grinding ever since, you know, and it's just so competitive. So they're in a similar situation. I think it's going to be a very similar game to last night. I think it'd be, you know, pretty tight. I'd love to see a little bit more. As an offensive guy, I'd love to see a little more scoring, obviously, than the 2-1 game, but hopefully it's mostly for us and not as much for them. But they have a ton of skill. I mean, look at a guy like Johnny Gaudreau and Matt Tkachuk and Monahan and Lindholm. I mean, they got some really good players. I think they might be missing their best D-man and captain tomorrow, but that was what I heard yesterday. But they have a really solid D-core as well. So it'll be a good game. We only played them one time, and I always find it weird playing up here in Calgary. The rink feels like a little smaller. It feels like there's a little less room than some other places that you play. So it's a great test for us. And like you said, one at a time. That's it. You got to just worry about the next one. And that's how you stay mentally fresh too, because if you look at it, it's okay, we've got 30 games left. That's a daunting task, right? Mm-hmm. But if you do one at a time and just, you know, take the wins with the wins and the loss with the losses, you don't get too high, too low. You just keep moving forward. You know, hopefully you find yourself where you want to be come April.
Well, and 3 points behind Calgary, and they're in the final wild card spot, so that gives a little more kick to this game, right? Because that's a team that you're trailing. You have a chance to literally make up immediate ground on.
Yeah, honestly, it's like people talk about 4-point games, like you meaning you get 2 points for yourself, and you keep 2 points away from the other team. It's like a 6-point game because it doesn't, we have games in hand on them, and it doesn't count as a game in hand. So that could be a potential another win, and then 2 points for us and taken away, you know, two from them. Like it's like a 6-point swing if we win in regulation tomorrow night. It could be, you know, that's the way you got to kind of look at it. So when we're playing these teams that we're fighting with, it's huge. The swings are absolutely massive. And if you're going to lose games, you want to lose them to teams that, you know, you're not fighting with, you know, like that, that loss to Vegas, that was a huge game for them because they've played way more games than us and they want to keep us where we are in the standings. So they win that game, that's a 4-point game for them, you know. So, but when we're behind in games with teams, it's even bigger. So, we're fighting with everyone in a way on this trip. Vancouver's had a really good stretch, so they might be they might be unreachable this year, but you never know. I mean, somebody could potentially lose. You really have no idea who it's going to be, but there's about 6-7 teams fighting for about 4 spots right now, so it's quite tight.
It sounds like you've got like an applied mathematics degree with all those numbers.
Definitely not. I've got grade 12 education, so that's about as far as that's going.
Do you say Calgary or Calgary?
Calgary.
Okay. But some of them say Calgary, right? I heard an NHL announcer say it the other night.
It might have been an American guy then.
Okay. We've heard Calgary.
Do you say organization or organization?
Yes.
I say organization.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That Calgary rink looks smaller to me, too. I always thought it was the lighting on television.
Yeah, it's a weird rink. It's really old. Bit of a piece of junk, to be honest.
It's just character. That's what you say. That's character.
I didn't think we were going to get Calgary bulletin board material out of this.
I mean, they've been trying to get a new rink for a long time. I think they even know that they need one. So it's kind of cool at the same time. Some of those older rinks have some charm for sure. This one's a little run down. They had a crazy bad flood here. I want to say 6-7 years ago.
Yeah,
and it's destroyed the rooms downstairs, so that actually kind of helped. It made it a little nicer, but yeah, it's just an older building. They definitely, I know the city's trying to get a new one, and it's kind of going back and forth with the team and the city. But it's one of the more strange places to play nowadays because you just don't see as many old rinks like that anymore.
Well, it feels weird to say this, but go get that 6 points, and then we'll talk to you next week.
There you go.
See you, Matt. Thanks, man. Thanks for the time.
Awesome, guys. Talk to you later.
Red Center, Matt Duchesne on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Two Rivers Ford. Love where you buy your Ford.